Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week, and I'll give you a quick heads up right off the top of the show. I do apologize that this recording was Tuesday night, so last night before the All-Star game, the actual game itself. So Nolan and I apologize, but I've got to take a trip up to Czech Republic tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. So that's why we were recording early this week. So we will definitely be talking about the home run derby, the excitement of it last night, and certainly giving our thoughts and opinions of the Skeens-Burns matchup, seeing how the AL hitters are going to do against Mr. Skeens, getting a bit of taste with him for the first time. Talk about that game, talk about the draft, and we got to talk about the Yankees and Orioles over the last weekend and stuff like that, what that looks like going into the second half. We'll give our thoughts and opinions on what Mr. Manfred will probably do during this break. It works out well that they have the break. So talking about the Dodgers and Yamamoto getting put on the 60-day IL. And again, so much more, answering the curtain call questions and everything else that goes along with a weekly show here. So as we always say, thanks for being a part of the nation. We can't do it without you, and we definitely do it for you. It's what drives us, and we appreciate it. If you want to reach out to us or follow us on Instagram or Facebook, you can find us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You can send us your curtain call questions there, ask us training questions there, whatever you need. We're more than happy to do, as you know. If you're new to the show, welcome aboard. Great to have you with us. And again, to all the servicemen and women out there listening in wherever you are around the world, thank you for doing what you do so we can do what we do. Can't thank you enough for your service. And then again, just allowing Nolan and I to come to you every week and doing what we really truly love to do, and that's being dirtbags on the field, off the field, the same as all of you. So whether you're a player, a parent, a coach out there, that's what it's all about, right? You know that. And we encourage you to help grow that nation and pass along the message of that's what it's all about, getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty every single day. It really is. It's once you get it and once you understand it, it's a baseball thing. There's no question about it. Being a dirtbag is a baseball thing. So, again, now settle in, get your favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us, because Nolan and I are right back in a second, and we're ready to get after it.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Okay, if you're sleeping on the hot summer styles and great prices at Kohl's, you're missing out. I just shopped there and scored stylish shirts for my husband, along with some cute crochet dresses for myself. Plus, I saved 30% with my Kohl's card. But even if you don't have one, you can still save an extra 20% on some other great finds and earn Kohl's cash. The best part? It's a sales tax holiday in Alabama. So what are you waiting for? Take your summer style from hot to sizzling and get to Kohl's. Select styles. 20% off GPO valid through July 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, lots to talk about, so where do you want to get started?
Yeah, let's just jump in right with the news. Obviously, last night, Ingrid Andress was the national singer for the Home Run Derby, and she did not do a good performance at all. Turns out she was drunk. Admits that she was checking herself into rehab today or treatment of some sort.
Oh.
It was hands down one of the worst performances I've ever heard in my life. Like, and I think unanimously everybody kind of said it. Like, it was funny because me and my buddies, we were watching it at home and we're just like, there is no way that this girl should be singing the national anthem. Like, her voice has to be edited, whatever. Like, we were thinking every different scenario possible. And then she comes out and says right afterwards, basically, I don't know if she said it this morning or if she said it late last night type of deal after the Home Run Derby. She was like, yeah, I'm not going to lie, I was drunk. So that's a heck of a way to start it out. Because, I mean, like, you got all eyes on you for the national anthem, and you came out, and it was just a horrible, horrible singing performance. And I know that this is a baseball show, but it's like you had one job. This is national stage. You're trying to get viewership for yourself. You're a four-time Grammy-nominated singer, and you're coming out drunk, singing the national anthem on the biggest stage. I could not believe it. Like, it was just a horrible start to it. Now, that being said, the Home Run Derby, I thought, was actually sweet. I love the new format that they did for the Home Run Derby. I thought that it was excellent. Put on a good show. The 40 pitches was something different. The three-minute timer, I like that. I mean, that being said, not everybody could get all the 40 pitches in during that 3 minute. And that's a lot of fire from the pitchers. But, like, you looked at guys like Alec Bohm's pitcher, who was, I mean, he was bringing some zip pretty good. Bobby Witt's guy, he had a great pace to him. But Pete Alonso, the poor guy, got screwed. He had about 5-6 pitches that weren't even remotely close to the zone.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, now that when you say it that way, that does put a lot of pressure. And as a coach throwing BP, I know what it's like. I mean, you like your own rhythm and tempo for sure. And especially under that, like you said, that spotlight, I mean, that's the coaches coming out or whoever's throwing your BP, that's their coming out party for them, right? And there's a lot of pressure on them to win. I don't care what anybody says. So, and especially Pete Alonso, the polar bear, right?
Yeah.
Defending champ, going. And so there's a guy that we know, he said it publicly, right? He loves his home run competition. Well, he loves the derby.
Not the defending champion, but he's a two-time
not
champion.
Not this year, but.
Yes. But he has won it in the past.
He wants to win it. He comes out and says it, right? He'll be in that home run derby as long as he's probably healthy enough to do it.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
How much it means to him.
Well, he wants to be up there with Griffey and those guys in the three home run championship club.
For sure.
So, yeah, I mean, hey, he's got the power for it still. There's no debate in that. But, I mean, Pete Alonso, even the fact that he was an all-star, I think is, I'm not going to agree with the fact that he should have been an all-star to begin with. And that was kind of his thing, was that he said going into the home run derby was that he was going to be in the home run derby as long as he was an all-star. And I don't know if TV just did it for viewership or what the heck the deal was, but like you're looking at a guy like Christian Walker, right? And Christian Walker across the board has better stats, like unanimously better stats than Pete Alonso in every aspect. And yet Christian Walker is not an all-star this year because no one knows why. I don't know if Pete Alonso will ever win another home run derby just with the new format. But, like, even seeing a guy like Marcelo Ozuna, right? Marcelo Ozuna, he takes not necessarily max effort swings, but, like, if he were to go 2-3 rounds, I think he would just be gassed by the time he came to the final round. Yeah. Like, I was watching Bobby Witt Jr., obviously, he's in the final. Teoscar Hernandez, he was in the final, obviously, those two guys. They just had good rhythm in their swings. Alec Bohm had good rhythm in his swing. Like, Teoscar Hernandez in the first round, he wasn't even lifting up his foot. It was literally just turn and burn. And then as it kept on going on, he then started to add in the leg lift, right, as he's starting to get a bit more fatigued. And, I mean, that obviously helped him out. Bobby Witt Jr., he just got into a good, consistent role, and he's got youth on his side, obviously. Gunnar Henderson, same thing. But Jose Ramirez, I got to give him a lot of credit, especially after the last derby that he did. I think the last one was in Cleveland that he did. And, I mean, he looked horrible during that one. Now, this time, it was funny. He even said he's going to bat right-handed, yada, yada, yada. And then by the time it actually came to it, he's swinging left-handed, and he put on a good show, man.
That's good. That's good. Obviously, I didn't get to see it over here and stuff like that. I've been trying to catch up today and before the recording and the show and see as much as I could. I obviously got Teoscar and Bobby Witt, and I know Teoscar was what tied, I think, with Alec Bohm in that semifinals and stuff. So, hey, are you happy? Are you disappointed with Teoscar winning? I mean, obviously, it was 3 feet, about 3 feet that Bobby Witt lost out on tying it up with. But, you know, I love Teoscar's personality. I love his attitude. I love his, I thought it was great. I mean, I would have loved to have Bobby Witt as well, but you know what? I'm happy for Teoscar. Obviously, he becomes the first Dodger to win the Derby and stuff like that. But you know what? He was good when he was in Toronto too. Just a really good dude.
Well, I like Teoscar during the interview during it. He was like, man, if I knew that the home run derby was this much fun, I would have been doing it every year, trying to be in it every year type of deal. And then obviously he goes out and wins the whole thing. And I mean, we like Teoscar Hernandez up here near Toronto, right? Like, I mean, I'm not a Blue Jays fan. I'm a Cardinals fan. Everybody in here knows that. But I mean, Teoscar Hernandez was always one of those guys that's very easy to root for. Because I mean, same as what you saw last night. Like he almost looks like he's Cody Bellinger-like. And the fact that he kind of just always looks stoned. Like, and it's funny to say that, but like, he's always just got this big smile on his face, always kind of giggling, and his eyes are always slightly closed. And you're like, is he or is he not high? And it was funny because someone said that to me today as well. And we were all thinking the same thing. But I mean, yeah, he's just always just a happy guy and obviously great bat to ball skills. He's having a fantastic year, right? And I mean, he's really been kind of one of the main linchpins in that Los Angeles Dodgers lineup this year, especially with some of the injuries to some of their key players. Obviously, Shohei's been healthy all year. Freddie Freeman's been healthy for the most part all year. Will Smith for the most part all year. But I mean, Mookie Betts being down for the past basically month. I mean, he's really done his own to help the Dodgers stay in first place in the NL West. But yeah, like 100%. I'm looking at it and like, yeah, I got no issues with Teoscar winning. Now, I don't know who would have bet on Teoscar to win the home run derby. Personally, I had Bobby Witt Jr. in for my bet as winning the home run derby. Obviously, everybody in here knows how much like I'm a fan of Bobby Witt Jr.'s game and everything like that. Obviously, I haven't predicted him for AL MVP at the start of the year. But I mean, like, you're just looking at a guy that's just always happy, always brings a smile to people's faces. And even that, like, you see Vladimir Guerrero Jr., one of his former teammates, obviously won the home run derby there last year in Seattle. And he's the first one going over and hugging him and celebrating with him, right? So obviously it means a lot to him and everybody else that was a former Toronto Blue Jay player going over and celebrating with him.
But I think that's it, right? Like just a good attitude and stuff like that. We always know about the new kids on the block and stuff like that because they're in the forefront, and they should be, because the Gunnar Hendersons, the Bobby Witts, they're studs. They're flat out studs. I mean, obviously, I'm sure there was a ton of people in that stadium rooting for Bobby Witt Jr. being a Texas born kid and stuff like that, raised, right?
Yeah.
Coming back home, so to speak, or whatever, and at winning on the home soil, even though he's a Kansas City Royal or whatever. But, you know, you can't help but like Gostler for sure. And like you said, I mean, 19 bombs at the break, 280s roughly on the batting average, just putting up some really nice numbers. I mean, at $23.5 million, that's a massive contract, but it's not so big in this day and age. And like you said, I mean, he's just playing some great baseball, and it was great to hear him talk afterwards and just hear different people that we don't get the opportunity to hear talk all the time and stuff like that. And he happens to be one of those players right now, which has been a very good career once he settled in and got it understood. He's not a defensive stalwart. That's not what you're looking for out of Teoscar or whatever, and that he'll do fine for you. But offensively, you put him down in that 6 and 7 hole for that Dodgers lineup. That you can't get any better than that.
No,
it's got to be one of the best in all of baseball at that number.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely a deep lineup, and I mean, especially with the production that everybody has, it's not like that's an easy lineup to pitch to. Now, that being said, I mean, I don't know what the heck the Dodgers are doing this year. Obviously, we talk about this in the podcast quite regularly, but the Dodgers' record is not indicative of how good of a lineup that is. And when you get a guy like Teoscar down there doing the job that he's doing, I mean, you got to be incredibly happy, and hopefully he gets paid this offseason. But Dirtbags will be right back here after the break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, you're flying, brother, so just keep rolling. Keep getting after it.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's talk about the draft now. Obviously, I like NC. I'm a big fan of this now that they started doing it during the All-Star game kind of weekend type of deal leading up to the All-Star game. The MLB draft, obviously, now they're doing it in person in a big area, right, where they can get all the players. And now that being said, not all the players actually showed up to the MLB draft, but a lot of the first round picks type of deal, they showed up. Some of the early second round pick guys showed up. And I love the new draft format. I think they did that, 2 years ago for the first time? And I think it's been a big success ever since they started doing it, because they always used to do it, if I'm not mistaken, at the MLB Network headquarters.
Which is for a while there.
And that's obviously a tight little thing, and they would only invite basically like your top 10, maybe 15 prospects. Like, they wouldn't really invite everybody there. Now, obviously, it's a lot more open. I mean, it's not like the NHL draft this year was awesome because they did it at the Las Vegas Sphere. And I don't know if they're going to do that for other sports going forward or what the deal is. Like, NHL's already said that they're going to do it from a remote location going forward. So I don't know if it was just a one and done thing at the Sphere, but either way, no, like the MLB draft this year, I think they did a fantastic job with it. Obviously, there were some good picks. I don't think Travis Bezzano was too much of a surprise going number one overall to the Cleveland Guardians. Obviously, for the past year, he'd been kind of talked about as the number one overall prospect. Him and J.J. Weatherholt were kind of the guys coming into this year for the debatable on number one. And obviously, I mean, Cleveland targeted him. They obviously have Andrés Giménez as their starting second baseman. But the cool thing was, I mean, Travis Bezzano, the first ever Australian drafted number one overall.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pretty cool. Very cool story. So, yeah, you're right. I agree with you on the changing of the draft to the Midsummer Classic All-Star break. Because, you know, for a while there, it was even before in June, before the end of the World Series, right? College World Series. And I realize you got high school and college players or whatever. And that, but I mean, it's just common sense when you think about it. And it, again, that was a bit of a disconnect between college baseball and MLB, right? Not being on the same page or not agreeing. I mean, obviously college has nothing to say with it. It's all MLB driven, but you know, if you're getting drafted before your World Series is done, stuff like that, not much to play for. I don't care what you say. You know, so now when you've got to play your whole college career right out, get all your high school all done, and now you get to settle in and decide whether you're one of those top 20 rounds, that's not a lot of players, man. So let's talk about that. Obviously, there's way too many players, Nolan, and dirtbags to talk about everybody and stuff like that. But some of the funny things that always happen in draft times or whatever, and that everybody gets their man, right? Everybody gets their man and are surprised at how players drop to them and stuff like that. And again, we're not in the war room. We know scouts, we got some friends and stuff like that, but we don't ask them too personal questions because we know they really can't talk about that type of stuff. Other than a lot of fighting goes on in the war room because you're fighting for your pick and you got a whole bunch of scouts that all have different picks. And there's never anything that's unanimous one way or the other. Yeah. Yours is a great example, Nolan. J.J. Weatherholt falling to your Cardinals.
Yep, arguably the best pure hitter in the class.
Yeah, so talk to us about that. I mean, you've been doing a bit of research. You were talking about doing a bit of reading up on it. At first, you said you weren't happy with it. You weren't not happy about it, but you weren't sure whether you were ecstatic about it being your first rounder. You've done a bit of research today. What are you finding out?
Yeah, no, so I mean, just kind of deep diving it a little bit, right? And obviously, he was one of the top prospects coming into this year. Questionable as to whether he was going to go number one overall, even on draft day. A couple mock drafts had him as the number one overall draft pick. And that being said, like, J.J. Weatherholt, obviously, he had some, quad and hamstring injuries this year, which forced him to miss a considerable amount of the season. He still played in 36 games, hit about .333, good power, nothing like elite power type of deal, but just a good solid bat, excellent bat to ball skills, going to be a good player, but same thing, lacks arm strength. So they're talking about him. But I mean, you're looking at it, right? Majority of the first round picks are going to be your middle infielders and your center fielders and starting pitchers. This year in the first round, right? Now, I might be mistaken on this, so don't quote me. But there was two corner infielders drafted. One first baseman, one third baseman. And if I'm not mistaken, that's the lowest of all time for corner infielders drafted. So that goes to show you, like, right now in today's day and age, teams aren't necessarily looking for those corner infielders, right? Like, they're looking for those middle of the field players. They're looking for your center fielders, your shortstops, second basemen, catchers, and pitchers, obviously. And then that way they can kind of develop you into whatever you want. And even this J.J. Weatherholt, like, that the Cardinals drafted, he's a guy that has a minus arm, right? For a shortstop, I'm saying. And so the reason why, like, at first I was kind of like, what the heck? Like, we wasted a pick. We needed, like, truth be told, the Cardinals need pitchers. I don't think there's any real secret there. They haven't developed their own in-house pitcher in a while. Like, Jack Flaherty was the last good one, and that being said, he hasn't been good outside of this year since 2019, right? So, I mean, you're like, okay, well, what the heck are we doing taking a middle-of-the-infield guy when you already have Mason Winn, you have Nolan Gorman, Brendan Donovan, Tommy Edman, all these guys that can't play middle-of-the-infield, right? And Mason Winn, he's not going anywhere anytime soon, I can tell you that much. Hopefully the Cardinals honestly get him locked up to a long-term extension soon, because I think he's going to be a flat-out stud. But yeah, I mean, like these teams that are looking through it, right? I don't think that there was too many questions in majority of the guys that were taken within the first top seven. Like, I really don't think that there was a surefire Paul Skeens, Dylan Cruz type number one overall draft pick. Like, even a Wyatt Langford in this year's class, I didn't see like a Wyatt Langford type of player. And Wyatt Langford was drafted, what, fourth overall last year, if I'm not mistaken? Either third or fourth overall by Texas last year. And you're like, okay, like, I don't see any of these guys in this year's class. But there was still excellent talent.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a couple of things as I was scrolling through or whatever. Boys with big power and stuff like that. But again, that's college, right? They look like pretty grown men or whatever and stuff like that. But I didn't hear any of the reports that I've looked at or anything like that speaking anything like you're speaking about of those types of comparisons.
That's
because there's the last two or three years of that. It was almost like they were trying to keep it looking good, right?
So, yeah.
But that's what I want to talk to you about, Nolan. We talk about this a lot or whatever. And I'm sure the dirtbags want to know or whatever. And we'd love to hear your opinions on it. If you're drafting, you're the general manager, you're in the hot seat. Are you, and I have to believe a lot of these ones do that or whatever and stuff like that. So you go in with your game plan. And obviously there's a lot of teams that are looking at the same players as you are. But at the end of the day, 20 rounds, 30 picks, 600 guys, give or take, right? Plus all the compensatory picks and things like that. So you're 650 roughly. Well, let's say that's not too many kids in the grand scheme of things. So are you, I've always said it, I'm always going up the middle. And the reason I'm going up the middle, because I look at up the middle on a field as being your athletes, your athletes.
Yep.
Flat out, right? You could, like you just said about your own, you can move from second to somewhere else, or shortstop to second if you need to. Maybe to third, who knows, right? But at some point, do you think the Cardinals, for example, just so the dirtbags understand, do you think they're looking at a pitcher and then all of a sudden that guy did happen to fall to them? So now it's the best player on the board?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
There's got to be a fine line that you're willing to go. Like, you have one player in particular circled on your draft board, and that's the way that every team is, right? They kind of have their mocks all done up beforehand, and then that way they know, okay, if X goes here, I'm drafting Y here. If Y goes here, then I have planned or Z here or Z here. But, like, every team has that. And then, so, like, even, like, this J.J. Weatherholt dropping down, right? So, I mean, obviously the Cardinals, they have him circled as probably either their top or their second-best guy on their draft board. And realistically, I'd say probably Chase Burns would have been their number one guy on their draft board. Just coming into it, Chase Burns was projected as the number 6 overall pick, and he ended up going 2nd overall to the Cincinnati Reds. And Chase Burns, I mean, he had a legitimate year at Wake Forest. 100-plus innings, 196 strikeouts, fantastic record, ERA, WHIP, all that stuff, right? So that's kind of the way
we know about the pitching.
Yeah.
We know about the pitching factory in Wake Forest now.
Yeah. And yeah, Wake Forest, I mean, they had 3 guys drafted top 10, so more power to them, right? Like they had their first baseman, Nick Kurtz. He went 4th overall. Chase Burns, like I said, went 2nd overall. And Seaver King, their shortstop, went 10th overall. But just getting kind of back onto what you were saying, Kirk, and like I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying. If you're a corner guy and you're getting drafted, you got to have legitimate power. And I'm not talking metal bat legitimate power. I'm talking like wood bat legitimate power. They need to see you in the Cape Cod leagues. They need to see you in those summer leagues hitting those 400-plus foot home runs with ease with a wood bat. There can't be any questions for you as a corner infielder, because realistically, if you're a corner infielder, now that I'm not knocking guys saying like, hey, they lack athleticism. Some guys could be a left-handed player. Case in point, like your Jack Caglione. But that being said, like, when I have a middle of the guy, like a middle of the field guy, he's more athletically talented, usually speaking. Well, usually speaking.
Your prime example right now, unfortunately, happens to be the guy in Detroit, right? Spencer Torkelson.
Yeah.
And look at everybody had him as 40 home runs or whatever, and that he's having trouble staying in the big leagues. Yeah, I mean, he's still a young kid or whatever. He can still turn it up, but you're speaking the truth right now, and I think people are shying away from it, man. You got to be a tool. You got to be a player. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here with the curtain call questions after this break.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's Nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM and the All England Lawn Tennis Club announced a new feature for the Wimbledon digital experience that will utilize match data with generative AI from IBM's AI and data platform Watson X to keep fans updated on gentlemen and ladies singles players as they move through the championships. The new feature, named Catch Me Up, displays cards with AI-generated player insights and analysis, making it easier for fans to stay up to date on players across all matches. Pre-match content will include analysis of recent performance and likelihood to win predictions, while post-match will include key statistics and highlights. The feature will also create longer-form daily and weekly summaries of play. Catch Me Up aims to help Wimbledon scale its content to both new and existing tennis fans globally. The Championships Wimbledon will run from July 1st to July 14th, 2024. Visit Wimbledon.com or download the Wimbledon app on your mobile device. Available on the App Store and Google Play Store.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to...
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. No, Lee. So here we go. We're staying right on the draft. Here's a question in. They're wanting to know our opinion on every GM, every sport, it says, that it seems like that their first round guy always ends up being their guy, or how did they drop to me? We can't believe we got so lucky to get this player and he dropped to us. They want to know what your opinion on that is, Nolan. Is that true? Is that just a thing that's always going to be there because they have nothing to say, nothing else they can say because it's the first round pick?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to keep that short and sweet. There's nothing to think about that one. Like,
so it's never going to change?
No. No, like if I...
Even though the GMs...
Yeah, like every GM can say that, but realistically, it's a load of crap. Like, there's teams that are reaching for players at pick 10. Like, who was it this year? I saw there was Miami Marlins. They drafted like the 50th overall ranked prospect at like number 13 or something like that, wherever the Marlins were in their draft. And same as the Brewers. The Brewers did the same thing where they reached for a guy in the 50 projectile rankings and took him in the mid-teens. And you're like, I can't believe you fell to me.
But you're exactly right, and that's the disappointing ones, right? When everybody knows they're using the signing bonus manipulation, right? Sign the guy further down so now we can pay more for our second and our third round picks.
Yeah.
You know, smart move, but it's disappointing for any sport, in this case MLB or whatever, and that when you're not forcing them to take the best 30 players off the board, what everybody perceives to be, especially if you're in the top 15, not going to number 40 or 35 beyond.
Yeah,
absolutely. I agree with you on that one for sure. So, all right. Coming in again. Schemes versus the AL lineup. What are you projecting for tonight's game?
Oh.
And like I said, Dirtbags, I mean, last night's game, but again, we had to do the show early. So what are you expecting out of Schemes?
Yeah, I'm expecting 100 miles an hour. I can tell you that much. And I don't think this, like, being his first All-Star game, I can't see the bright lights getting to him.
I don't think
like,
so.
Like, he's a rookie, but he's so poised. Like, he just comes in there and outside of really his first start against, I believe it was the Cubs, if I'm not mistaken, where basically, I mean, his bullpen kind of faltered and let in two of his earned runs in that game. But, like, he just looks so smooth with everything that he does. And obviously, there's a reason why now he's in the Cy Young race. I mean, he's got to be a favorite for NL Rookie of the Year votes and everything like that. I mean, I don't know if he's necessarily going to go 1-2-3, but the stuff that he's got right now with his four-seam, with his splitter and his, or what does he call it, his splinker? I think he calls it a splinker. And then and his slider to boot. And like, you're like, man, he's going to throw all three pitches. And I mean, he has the curveball as well to boot. So he might throw all four pitches in the first inning. But like, oh my goodness, man, that guy is just fun to watch right now. And like I said, I can't see the bright lights getting to him. Even though he's a rookie starting in his first All-Star game, I could see him being on this stage for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. What about his counterpart going against him? I mean, we're talking about a Cy Young winner, Burns. Does it actually end up being easier to start that game now for Burns? Because all the attention's on Schemes. Everybody's pumping on Schemes.
I still think that they made the wrong pick in that one. I still think it should have been Tarik Skubal starting that game. I mean, hey, that's picking at hairs. But, like, I mean... Corbin Burns, he's played in the All-Star game, so he knows what he's doing. I'd be very surprised if he came out and kind of looked a little bit shell-shocked to start out with. So, I mean, I mean it's going to be one inning of both those guys. They're both going to do their thing. Like, it's going to be interesting to see how those starters come in afterwards. Pitching out a relief now, all of a sudden, it's different for their whole build-up and everything like that. That's always kind of the one thing that I find very interesting. But, man, do I wish that they went back to the old-school All-Star format. Like, even during the Home Run Derby there yesterday, or 2 days ago, I guess, like the bonus round where they went back to the old school style of you either hit a home run or you get out. And if you hit it over 425, you get a bonus out. Like, man, I was loving that. I thought that was sweet. I was like, good. You're mixing the new with the old, the All-Star game. Like, I'm not a fan of the jerseys even really. So like, I'm not as excited to watch the All-Star game anymore. That being said, when you get a chance to see these Corbin Burns, AL Cy Young nominee, obviously won it in the NL Cy Young, Paul Skenes, the next up-and-coming Garrett Cole-esque pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, right? Like, they're going to put on a show. It'll be fun to watch. I think Burns will do his thing. I think Paul Skenes will do his thing. I think it'll be a good game.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see it being high scoring by any means or whatever. And that obviously we'll know by the time you hear this, Dirtbags and stuff like that, what it's all working out. And that's it. No one, given our projections and thoughts, there's a lot of good pitchers there and stuff like that. And when you can come in there and just throw one inning and give it your best pitches, that's going to be tough for hitters. I mean, and they're great hitters up and down both lineups. I don't really know which lineup's better. I'm looking at them this morning and I mean, obviously, an All-Star game is always loaded, but my goodness, when I look at those lineups, they are great players on those. But I'm telling you, then you look at the pitchers and you're like, oh my God, how are they going to be able to adjust and hit these guys on one inning?
Well, that's just it. If you're the four or five hitter on each team, you don't know whether you're coming up that first inning or not. So you're preparing to face either Paul Skenes or Corbin Burns. And then all of a sudden you got to go into the bullpen and face, I don't know who. It'll probably be Skubal coming out second for the American League. And I don't even know who's going to come out second for the National League, but maybe a Chris Sale, maybe someone like that. Yeah, I mean, it's a tough thing to try and hit 95 plus, and especially if you're only seeing it one inning. Like, that's why, I mean, averages this year across the board, they're about as low as they can be, and fastball velocity is at an all-time high for pitchers. So, like, you gotta figure it out on the fly real quick, but I could see the AL winning about 6-2.
Okay, and just before we move on to the next curtain call question, you said that you would like to see it the old style. And are you meaning that you would like to see who wins the game gets home field advantage for the World Series? Is that what you were referring to?
Yes. That's what drew people's attention to the All-Star game back when it was like a true All-Star game. So, I mean, that and the old jerseys were, well, I shouldn't say old jerseys, back when they used to wear their own jerseys. Like, yep. That's the type of stuff that people want to see, right? I don't care if you're wearing a National League jersey or an American League jersey. Like, I want to see them rocking their own jerseys, and I want to see the game actually matter. Because, like, even this, like, you're looking at the other sports, right? The NHL All-Star game, it's a joke. Pro Bowl, that's the biggest joke in the world. NBA, I don't even think they should have an All-Star. Well, truthfully, I really don't think that either or any of the other three professional sports should even have an All-Star game anymore. Like, that's how little incentivized it is to watch those games. If you made the MLB All-Star game like it used to be, where the All-Star game actually dictated who had the World Series home field advantage, now I get it. I get it from everybody's standpoint that's going to argue that and say it shouldn't matter. But that's what made the All-Star game a hell of a lot more fun. Because
sure does.
Honestly, yeah, man, that drew viewership, because you're like, okay, this game that doesn't really matter in middle of July, all the players, you think about it, right? Now, I get that you can't really screw it up playing in an All-Star game, in baseball especially, because, I mean, you're still required to hit 100-mile-an-hour fastball. It's not like in football where it's literally become flag football. Like hockey, you don't even make contact. It's like 3-on-3 or whatever it is now for the All-Star game. And the NBA, if you even look at a guy funny, they're going to give you 10 foul shots. Like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the MLB All-Star game, you still got to hit 100-mile-an-hour ball. It's still hard enough. But then you incentivize it by having that World Series in there. Like, those players, they go all out. Those managers, they make tougher decisions because they know at the end of the day, the ramifications of this are huge. And especially since it's the managers that just went to the World Series the year before.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me that they aren't also incentivized to try and win that game? Like, that's what I'm saying. Bring that back, run it back. It'll be fun.
All right, Nolan, coming in from the Orioles and the Yankee fans. Obviously, we saw this past weekend their matchup, saw what happened. There's Erstead on Friday night getting bonked in the head. Retaliation to Aaron Judge on the elbow on Sunday. Lots of heat, a little bench clear. We're not going to talk about that because, just like you say all the time, they're useless in baseball. Nobody really gets after it. But obviously, everybody's trying to jockey for leadership in the AL East. So question is, what do you think happens moving forward in their games for the rest of this season, Nolan? Is the war on?
War's on. I think so. All right, this is going to be a throwback, right? 2015, you had the New York Mets against the Kansas City Royals in the World Series. I'm drawing a blank on what his name was. Anyways, they throw at one of the players on Kansas City Royals. Like, Noah Syndergaard was on the mound. Terry Collins was the manager of the Mets. No warnings were issued prior to the game starting, right? And Syndergaard throws one at, I'm drawing a blank on who it even was, like I said. Anyways, peppers it behind him. And so he immediately gets tossed in the game. Terry Collins goes out. Obviously, everybody's seen the clip. You got to give me my effing chance. Like, you screwed us, yada, yada, yada. I think, honestly, warnings got to be issued the second that both teams take the field, like when they're handing out the lineup cards. Get it out of the way right then and there. Make sure that everybody knows the second a ball is thrown at one of these guys, your pitcher is gone. You don't get a warning, you're gone, because you know that it's going to happen. And if they don't issue that, if they don't warn the teams right at the start of the game, all is going to break loose, right? It's going to be chaos. And they better go.
Let me ask you then, does Rob Manfred sit down with them both and say, guys, I love it, but we got too many key players getting injured right now. This has got to stop. We're not doing any retaliation. And the reason why is, I don't care what the pitchers say, it's a ridiculous mindset in my side. I know the breaking ball got away on Clay Holmes, they said, and stuff like that. But they're hitting people on the head. They're not hitting them in the backside, on the big part of their body, when they hit somebody. In the old day, at least if you hit a home run off you and you didn't run it properly or whatever,
Nolan Ryan hit you. Numbers.
Yeah, like, you're getting in the head.
Oh, yeah. Well, even Garrett Cole,
miles an hour.
Even Garrett Cole, the next time he faces Rafael Devers, I can guarantee you that there will be a pitch in the numbers and there will be a bench clearing ball. I can guarantee that. Because Rafael Devers, the last home run that he hit off of Garrett Cole there in Yankee Stadium, he pimped the living heck out of it, right? He pimped it. He stared at it. He watched it. It landed, and then he started running with the bat still in his hand. And Garrett Cole did not approve of that. I can guarantee you that he's taking one in the back next game. But there has to be concise, clear as possible. Rob Manfred, I don't know if he gets involved necessarily, but he better bring it down to the umpires and say, hey, guys, listen, this is, like I said, there's got to be warnings issued right at the start of the game, right when the lineup cards are coming out. And you got to make sure that this is not going to happen, because, like you said, those are two teams that basically are guaranteed to be in the playoffs at this point in time. Like, they're on that trajectory, right? They're both still in wild card and AL East leading spots. And they're major stars on both teams. So, obviously, you don't want to see either of them getting hurt. But like you said, there's been too many guys that have been hit in the hand and too many guys hit in the head area. Like you said, back in the day, they used to square you up between the numbers. So, yeah, that has to be taken care of before that series even starts. But, yeah, thanks for the questions, Dirtbags. We'll be right back here with the final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so I mean, Rob Manfred, for all the weird things that he's done for the game and all the hate that he's taken, I'd say some of the things that he's done more recently, post-COVID, he's improved the game. I get that that'll probably take some heat, but he's trying to implement two new things, and I'm all in favor of this. He talked about this earlier today. Rob Manfred quoted saying MLB is looking into allowing trading draft picks during the draft. So obviously that's a huge boost. I mean, you look at it across every other sport, you can trade your draft picks and everything like that. Baseball, for whatever reason, has never done it. Now, that being said, obviously it's incredibly tough for you to trade a draft pick considering it usually takes 3 to 4 years for most of these prospects to ever really pan out, right? So, I mean, it's a tough enough thing as is. So, I mean, trading the draft picks, I like that. It could incentivize other teams to do stuff like that. And then, obviously, the other thing that he talked about was MLB players potentially playing in the 2028 Olympics. Now, it doesn't sound like it'll happen this year just because, I mean, the Olympics are right around the corner. They're basically already getting started, so obviously it's way too tough. They'll just play out the MLB season as is and then have the non-roster players basically playing for the Olympic teams. So, I mean, the 2028 is kind of the circled date right now. That'd be over in Los Angeles, so obviously they'd want that to happen. And I think that that would be awesome. Obviously, Bryce Harper just went on the air there the other day saying he would love for a chance to play for Team USA in the Olympics, more so than even at the World Baseball Classics. So I'm all in favor of both of those, that they can both happen.
Mark it down, Dirtbags, right now. That will 100% happen. You can keep this show. You can quote it right now. I'll say it right now, 4 years ahead of it. It's a done deal. He can play the games. He's going to play the games. He's going to pump it all up as much as he can. The only reason baseball is in the Olympics is because it's in America and baseball will be in it. And yes, there will be major league players because he's got 2026, the WBC, which was the biggest one ever last time. And it should have been. And he's got the Olympics. And then Manfred is done. He even talked about that roughly one day earlier this spring in one of his meetings. So I can guarantee it, Nolan. I can guarantee it, Dirtbags. That's a done deal. He's throwing it out there now. Good for him. Drum up awareness. Keep it pumping. That's what the All-Star Weekend event is all about. So why wouldn't you? So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough. Unfortunately, it is that time. So enjoy this All-Star game. And Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.